Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Wednesday and welcome to you. Thank you for joining us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I apologize for my scratchy voice. Had a lot of speaking to media recently, and so I sound a little gravelly, but I just didn't want to miss the opportunity to help bring these marvelous teachings to you today. We are in the middle of a week of teaching on faith by Derek Prince, and it has really been wonderful. Today, we're going to learn about faith from one of the great Old Testament stories, one of the passages actually in Hebrews that describes the people of God of the Old Testament, how they provoked God, what a hardened heart causes God to do, and how faith pleases Him. Let's listen.
In my previous talks this week, I've established the following facts concerning faith. First, faith is the one thing that is essential in relating to God. Second, faith relates us to the invisible, eternal world. Third, faith is in the heart, whereas hope is in the mind. Fourth, faith is the only basis of righteous living. In my talk today, I'm going to deal with the opposite of faith, that is, unbelief. I'll be giving you some serious warnings about the danger of unbelief. The main passage that we look at today is found in Hebrews. It begins at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, and continues on into the fourth chapter and the third verse. So I'm going to be reading a substantial passage from Hebrews, commencing at chapter 3, verse 7, going on to chapter 4, verse 3. The whole theme of this passage that I'm going to read is a warning against the dangers of unbelief. The writer of Hebrews quotes substantially from Psalm 95 and bases his warning on what the psalmist says there in Psalm 95. Now I'll read the passage from Hebrews, and then I'll give you some comments on it. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as when they, that's Israel, provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me, and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with this generation, and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brethren, lest there should be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart, in falling away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end, while it is said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. For who provoked Him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was He angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did He swear that they should not enter His rest, but to those who were disobedient? And so we see they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Therefore let us fear, lest, while a promise remains of entering His rest, any of you should seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. Another translation says, because it was not combined with faith in those who heard. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as He has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Now, let's look at some of the implications of what the writer of Hebrews says. Going back to verse 7, he says, "Today, if you hear his voice," the central issue, the thing on which everything revolves, is hearing or not hearing God's voice. The key to faith is hearing God's voice. The reason for unbelief is not hearing God's voice. Then it goes on, verse 8, "Do not harden your hearts." So the result of not hearing God's voice is a hardening of our hearts in unbelief. And then we see that in verse 10, "Therefore I was angry with this generation." Unbelief makes God angry. It provokes him to wrath. And in verse 12, the writer of Hebrews says to us, "Take care, brethren, lest there should be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart." In other words, all this applies to us. We are not exempt from these dangers. We need these warnings. And then it says also, "an evil, unbelieving heart." Bear in mind that an unbelieving heart is an evil heart. It causes us to fall away from the living God. And then in verse 13, "but encourage one another day after day." So we have an obligation to encourage one another to go on believing and to be continually warning one another against the dangers of unbelief, watching lest anyone fail and fall into the same example of unbelief. And then in verse 15, we notice the repetition of the word "today," which goes like a theme through these words. Today means now. It's dangerous to postpone our response. The longer we put off listening and obeying, the harder it becomes to do. One of the remarkable things about Abraham was that whenever God spoke to him, he obeyed promptly. It's much easier to obey promptly than to obey after a long interval. So remember, the message is today, today, today. Verses 16 and 17, we see again, unbelief provokes God and makes him angry. He was angry with a whole generation because they didn't believe him. And then verse 19, I want to read that. So we see that they, that's Israel, were not able to enter their inheritance because of unbelief. The one basic cause that kept Israel from their God-given inheritance was unbelief. The same cause will keep us from our inheritance today. Beginning at chapter 4, verse 1, "Let us fear." The writer of Hebrews applies it to us today. He says, let's take heed to this lesson. Let's not be careless or slack or indifferent. Let us fear. And then he says in verse 2 of chapter 4, "The word preached did not profit them because it was not combined with faith." In other words, it takes faith to bring out the benefits of God's word in our life.
You know, Derek made a marvelous point in this last portion of teaching. He said that we ought to have people around us who encourage us to believe and warn us against the dangers of unbelief. Let me ask you, are you hanging with people who speak doubt, unbelief, and immorality into your life? Or are you hanging out with people who strengthen you in your faith in God? More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
You can't build securely on a faulty foundation. It's true for buildings, and it's true for your life. In his booklet, Founded on the Rock, Derek Prince not only explains why a proper spiritual foundation is vital, but also how to put one in place in your life. As you read, you'll discover the vital role of pure motives and the impact they have on your quality of life. And you'll learn the surprising ways Christ manifests himself to us as we obey his word. To get your own copy of Derek's revealing booklet, Founded on the Rock, absolutely free, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Build your life on a firm foundation. Request your free copy of Founded on the Rock when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us today. We're in the middle of a marvelous teaching by Derek Prince on faith, and we're just about to get to some things that are so important about how faith takes hold of the provision that is in God's Word. Let's listen.
You could say that faith is like a catalyst. When it's there, it releases the benefits of God's Word into our life. But when it's not there, we don't receive the benefits of God's Word. God's Word can come to us, but it doesn't do us good. It doesn't accomplish God's purposes of blessing because it's not combined with faith. It takes faith to make the Word of God do its work in our lives. And then the last point there, for we who have believed enter that rest. True faith brings us into rest. Do you have that rest of faith as I speak to you now? Have you met those conditions, or are you in danger of being like those Israelites who didn't hear God's voice, who hardened their heart, and because of their unbelief, they missed all that God had for them? What a tragedy if that should happen to you and me today. And yet the writer of Hebrews makes it very clear that it can happen, and indeed that it will happen if we don't take care, if we're not diligent. If we read on a little further in that fourth chapter of Hebrews to the 11th verse, we come to what I might call the practical application of all that we've been saying. The writer says, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through following the same example of disobedience." You've probably heard me say, when you find a therefore in the Bible, you want to find out what it's there for. So that verse begins with a therefore. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. The point of the therefore is, let's not go astray the same way as the Israelites did in the Old Testament. Let's guard ourselves against unbelief. Let's be very diligent. Let's apply ourselves to walking in faith, conserving our faith, cultivating our faith, strengthening one another's faith, encouraging one another. Let's for ever so much not make the same terrible and tragic error that Israel made through unbelief. And notice that unbelief ultimately always leads to disobedience. In the end of chapter 3, it says they couldn't enter because of unbelief. But in chapter 4, it says they fell because of disobedience. Bear that in mind. There's a direct connection between unbelief and disobedience. What's the mark of being a follower of Jesus? What's the distinctive and basic requirement? It's hearing his voice. Only if we hear his voice can we follow him. So remember, faith comes by hearing the voice of the Lord. We'll turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which really is the key scripture for this particular aspect of God's truth. Romans 10, 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Notice, first of all, that faith comes. Lay hold of that fact. Faith comes. If you don't have it, you can get it. You don't need to stay without it. It comes. How does it come? It comes by hearing. By hearing what? The word of Christ. It's important to notice that the word is hearing, not reading. Faith does not necessarily come just by reading your Bible. Many people read the Bible and really acquire little or no faith from just reading the Bible. The scripture doesn't say faith comes by reading. It says faith comes by hearing, and that's an important difference. You can't hear a Bible by just looking at its pages. A Bible consists of black marks on white paper. You can't hear those. So something else has to happen. Those black marks on the white paper have to become something that you can hear, a spoken word. And incidentally, that's the real meaning of the word in Greek that's translated the word of Christ. It means a spoken word specifically. So faith comes by hearing God's word spoken. Of course, God's word may be spoken through a preacher, but that's not the only way that it comes. And again, you may listen to a preacher and still not acquire faith. What is it that makes the Bible, the Scriptures, a spoken word that contains the voice of God? The answer is, there's only one thing that can produce that result, and that's the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is not in it, there will be no faith. Ultimately, the Holy Spirit is the source of faith. Faith comes from hearing God's word when it's quickened, made alive, and made personal and direct to us by the Holy Spirit. So there are three stages in this process. First of all, God's word comes to us by the Holy Spirit. Out of God's word, there develops hearing, an attitude of careful attention, focused attention on what the Spirit of God is saying through the Word of God. And out of that hearing, that focused attention, there comes faith. So there are the three stages in the process. God's Word brought to us through the Holy Spirit, our response, which is hearing the Word that God brings, and the result, which is faith. There's one thing I want to emphasize in this connection. It's the importance of stillness. Psalm 46, verse 10 says in the New International Version, "Be still and know that I am God." But the New American Standard Bible has a very interesting alternative translation. "Cease striving and know that I am God." And in the margin it says, "Let go, relax." That's the key. Let go. Relax, open up your being, receive, and you'll get to know God. Faith will come, and it will reveal God to you.
You know, Derek's teachings are often so intense and cause us to rise up to a whole new place that it's wonderful to hear him say something like this. The key is to let go, relax, open up your being, receive, and you'll get to know God. Faith will come, and it will reveal God to you. Wow, that's good news. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
You can't build securely on a faulty foundation. It's true for buildings, and it's true for your life. In his booklet, Founded on the Rock, Derek Prince not only explains why a proper spiritual foundation is vital, but also how to put one in place in your life. As you read, you'll discover the vital role of pure motives and the impact they have on your quality of life. And you'll learn the surprising ways Christ manifests himself to us as we obey his word. To get your own copy of Derek's revealing booklet, Founded on the Rock, absolutely free, call us toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Build your life on a firm foundation. Request your free copy of Founded on the Rock when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us, and we are listening to some marvelous teaching on faith, what it means to have faith, and how faith accesses the resources of God's Word. Let's listen.
We're talking about the need to be still before the Lord and hear as the Holy Spirit speaks through the Word of God. Listen to the advice that Jesus gave about prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. "But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you." What's the inner room? I think it's the place of stillness, the place where you're shut off from all other voices and influences, and you can really hear the voice of God. And when you're in that relationship with stillness in your inner room, then God speaks to you. You receive faith. You receive revelation, and your prayer has a different quality to it. In my closing talk last week, I spoke about the tremendous danger of unbelief. The main passage of warning that we looked at was taken from Hebrews chapter 3, and I want to read part of that again. Hebrews 3, verses 7 through 12. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they do not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take care, brethren, lest there should be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart in falling away from the living God. You see the error of Israel that's referred to there by the writer of Hebrews. They didn't hear God's voice. The Holy Spirit was speaking, but they didn't take time. They didn't give attention, and so they didn't receive faith. Failing to receive faith, the only alternative was unbelief, and unbelief cut them off from all the blessings and provisions that God had made for them. So we see there are just two opposites. On the one hand, faith comes from hearing God's voice. On the other hand, unbelief comes from not hearing God's voice. And it's only the Holy Spirit who can make the Bible, the Scripture, a living voice, a living word from God. So faith comes as the Holy Spirit speaks to you and you open your heart and hear and receive what the Holy Spirit says and what he imparts. Out of that comes a living, real, personal faith.
Delighted that you're with us here this midweek, where we're learning so much about faith from Derek Prince and this marvelous series we've been hearing. And with me in the studio today is David Holland, who's not only one of the producers of our program, but also a man who brings us great perspective from his wealth of years and learning. Dave, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. It's an honor always. You know, as Derek's bringing us lots of truth and insight this week, particularly about the role of faith in the life of a believer. You know, it takes faith to apply the Word of God with confidence to your life. That's precisely the subject matter of a free resource we have available for all of our listeners, free for the asking today. It's a booklet called Founded on the Rock by Derek Prince, of course. And in Founded on the Rock, you're going to get lots of insights about how to apply the Word of God to your life and thereby have lots of success and enjoy the kind of life God wants you to have. Like I say, it's free for the asking. All you have to do is call or click or write and let us know you'd like to receive it. That website is derekprince.org, or you can call us at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Again, the free booklet is called Founded on the Rock by Derek Prince. Let us know you'd like to receive it. And you know, Stephen, before we go, I'm reminded that not only are we about to run out of calendar year here, it's going to be the end of the tax year as well. And lots of people at this time of year need to start thinking about their tax situation. And it's a great time to render a little bit less to Caesar and a little more to the work of God. And if you should be so inclined, a gift to the outreaches of Derek Prince Ministries would, of course, be most appreciated and be used very prudently and prayerfully to keep this program coming to you and others and to support the outreaches of this ministry all around the world.
You know, it's amazing. People may not realize that sometimes they can actually give to a ministry like this and end up with more money at the end of the year because of the way the tax situation works out.
Yeah, it's a great country.
Hey, great having you with us.
Thanks, Stephen.
Listen, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org and hear these teachings and learn about Derek Prince Ministries as much as you want. Great information on there. Great connection to what's going on in the nations of the world through Derek Prince Ministries. That's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Thursday as the legacy continues.
To request your own copy of Derek's booklet, Founded on the Rock, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The phone call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your free copy of Derek's booklet, Founded on the Rock, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.